The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Power Rankings Tuesday presented by DraftKings, America's number one rated sportsbook app, and DFS for the wildcard weekend. Love playing a little DraftKings DFS on wildcard weekend. New week, which means we will have a new spread the word winner via social media. It's the only way we know for sure that you're spreading the word, kind of. So all you have to do is retweet me at Ross Tucker NFL or our show's handle at Ross Tucker Pod, or just like a post on Instagram at Ross Tucker Pod, or Facebook, facebook.com/RossTuckerNFL. Very, very easy. I still have a lot of very cool press passes from this season that I want you guys to get your hands on. I've been going over them, I think last week. I don't remember what day that was, but I actually showed some of them up on the screen on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. By the way, evidently this hoodie I'm wearing, it's the first time because I just realized I have a tag in my armpit there. Boom. Again, this is the kind of stuff you can only get exclusively on YouTube. Tag in the armpit. Let me cut that. Oh, all right. That feels much better. Anyway, sponsor confirmation email winner. That's a pretty easy contest as well. All you have to do is take advantage of any of our sponsors on the sponsor page at rostucker.com and then forward it to me, ross@rostucker.com. And number one, I guarantee I will read and respond to your email question. Guarantee it. Number two, you might be the winner that week, which is pretty cool. And that's the other thing I was going to say, by the way, which is that today's the last Power Rankings Tuesday of the season. Last one. And I know a lot of your teams are out of it and they didn't make the playoffs, et cetera, right? What, 18 of your teams. We're year-round, bro. We are year-round, okay? We don't ever stop. Now, after the Super Bowl, we go three times a week. But the next few Tuesdays, instead of Power Rankings, we're going to get to a lot of your email questions and or have some new cool guests on that to change up a little bit since there won't be any more Power Rankings. So get excited. You know, the football never stops. If you listen to this, you guys have the disease. You have the sickness. We will have the College Draft Podcast. We will have the Even Money Podcast today. YouTube shout out on Friday will be given away. It's a pretty easy contest, too. Just subscribe to our YouTube page, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL, and comment on any of the videos. I see them. I get emails when you guys comment on the videos. I see it. And I reply to most of them, actually, but I pick one to get the cameo-style shout-out, like those cameo videos people hire me to do. I'll give you one of those for free. And Patreon, patreon.com/RTMedia. Definitely doing a Tuckheads happy hour during the postseason. Just got to figure out when I want to do that, coordinate that with my wife and then with the Tuckheads. And we'll do a happy hour. It's long overdue. Things calm down for me a little bit in the playoffs. It's big show time.
The Big Show.
All right, Ross, no Monday night football game to break down, but since we didn't do it on yesterday's show, let's talk about Sunday night football, that big game between the Washington football team and the Philadelphia Eagles that since we recorded it on Sunday night, we never got to it. So your thoughts?
Well, Bri, that was a unique game. I'm thinking about how I want to say this. And I guess the first thing I would say is it's very clear that the Eagles made an organizational decision. And I say that because I just don't believe, like, if you're Doug Peterson, the head coach, I don't believe that you would do what he did just on your own, right? I think pretty clearly your organization decided that there's a lot of value in the difference between the ninth pick and the sixth pick. And in fact, if you look at the draft value chart, evidently it's worth around a second round pick. Well, second round picks are freaking valuable, right? I mean, even if they just trade down from 6 to 9 and get a second round pick to do so, that is very, very valuable. You know, think about the players that get traded for a second round pick. Think about the players that get drafted by second round picks. So I am okay with the concept of ensuring that you get the sixth pick instead of the ninth pick. I think it probably could have been handled a little bit differently. The other thing, though, I would say, Bri, is, you know, I follow the Eagles closely, obviously. So I saw multiple people on Twitter, Jeff McClain from the Philadelphia Inquirer, Mike Garofolo from NFL Network. So I knew that the Eagles were going to play Nate Sudfeld. I knew, you know, earlier in the week that Miles Sanders and Dallas Goedert weren't playing. Then you find out that Carson Wentz and Alshon Jeffrey aren't even suiting up. So I guess I kind of knew those things. And I knew they said Sudfeld was going to play. So I wasn't as surprised. In fact, those of you that follow me on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL, you will know that I tweeted before the game when I saw what Garofolo and McClain had tweeted. I saw and knew that Sudfeld was going to play. And I said, man, there's some Giants fans that aren't on Twitter that are going to be very, very upset when they watch this game tonight. I think the way it unfolded probably looked especially bad, right? I mean, it's a 3-point game. You know, the Eagles don't kick a field goal. They go for it on fourth down. Then you put Sudfeld in. I think the way in which it unfolded and the game being close at the time, it being a Sunday night game, the Giants having playoff implications, everybody watching. I think the way it unfolded very much made the decision more pronounced than if it had been a Sunday 1 o'clock game. I mean, the thing is Washington had almost everybody back with McLaurin and Gibson, Alex Smith. The Eagles sat a lot of guys. Jim Schwartz leaked out before the game that he was done. It appears Doug Peterson's back. But, you know, then the Eagles actually did some good things. You know, it's 10-0 Washington, but then the Eagles have a touchdown drive with Boston Scott, Jalen Hurts, the Greg Ward throw. Then Eagles score another touchdown with Jalen Hurts running and throwing to J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. I mean, the Eagles had, you know, some really good things going on. Then the end of the first half, Logan Thomas made that incredible touchdown catch. So Washington had the lead again, which is fine. And then there really wasn't much that happened in the second half. Washington kept kind of turning the ball over and stumbling all over themselves. And then the Eagles put in Sudfeld. And obviously, you know, we know as a result, you know, the Eagles end up losing the game, and a lot of people were very upset about it. I guess my only concern moving forward for the Eagles would be Jason Kelce was pretty outspoken about how he feels about organizational decisions. And so I guess I'm wondering if that affects his decision to come back and play again next year or not. I also know that, speaking of making the right decision and protecting, is that, did you know your internet service provider, like Comcast, Verizon, whatever, knows every single website you visit? And they can sell this information to ad companies and tech giants who use that data to target you. ExpressVPN puts a stop to this. ExpressVPN makes it so that people don't know when you're online, right? Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like going to the bathroom and not closing the door. Close the door. ExpressVPN is the world's number one rated VPN by CNET, Wired, The Verge, and countless others. You just fire up the app, click one button, and you are protected. So if you're like me and you know that your online activity is your business, secure yourself by visiting expressvpn.com/Tucker today. Use my exclusive link, expressvpn.com/Tucker, and you can get extra 3 months for free. Extra 3 months for free. Why not? That's expressvpn.com/Tucker.
It's time for the all-important power ranking. The worst team in the history of the NFL is...
Yeah, before we get to the worst team in the NFL, it's kind of sad that we're not going to be able to do this for another, what, 8-9 months?
Yeah, I like Power Rankings Tuesdays. I like singing the song. I like talking about other every team in the NFL, you know, giving every fan at least a couple sentences on where their team is. So, yes, this is always, Bri, a bittersweet time of year. Don't remind me. I am choosing to revel in the glory that is the NFL playoffs.
All right, let's do it. We will start today, number 32. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars.
They fired their head coach, Doug Marrone. No surprise there. They are evidently targeting Urban Meyer. Reportedly, the job is his if he wants it. I think that's a very interesting fit. Very interesting fit. I am curious to see how Urban Meyer would adjust his style, if at all, at the professional level. I think, look, it's hard to argue with his success, but I also think the things that have made him so good in college, the recruiting and sort of the way he commands his players, I guess I think neither one of those would go over quite as well at the NFL level.
Number 31, the Cincinnati Bengals.
Boy, that was a really putrid performance by the Bengals. It cost me big time on the Even Money podcast. They say Zach Taylor is going to be back, but he's firing all kinds of assistant coaches. All kinds of assistant coaches. Always kind of makes me laugh. You know what I mean? Like, he's the one that hired them. So if you're telling him he needs to get rid of all of them, why don't you just get rid of him? He's the one that those are his choices. Those are the guys he handpicked. It's just like saving face. It's just change just for change's sake. I hate it.
Number 30, the New York Jets.
Adam Gase got let go as well. No surprise there. They are going to have a lengthy process. You know, man, if you're down here at the bottom, there's a lot of change going on.
Number 29, the Lions.
We already knew that Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn were out. You know, there had been a report that the Lions are going to go after John Schneider from the Seahawks. I don't think that's going to work. That sounds to me like John Schneider wants a new contract or more money. I don't know. When I see something like that, I don't see how that happens. The most interesting decision in Detroit will be whether or not they bring back Matthew Stafford or they let him go somewhere else. It seems like he's ready to go somewhere else at this point.
Number 28, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, we kind of already talked about them. I guess it's Tuesday, which means Doug Peterson has his meeting with Jeffrey Lurie. But the expectation is that Peterson and Howie Roseman will both be back for the Eagles. And I don't think they would have had him talk to the media yesterday if that wasn't the case.
27, the Houston Texans.
Hold on 1 second.
Man, bless you.
The stuff you can really only get on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Nice little sneeze right there. Thankfully, I had a tissue at the ready. So I'm still fascinated by what Steve Fezzik said last week on the Even Money podcast about the Texans being the worst team in NFL history to have a top five quarterback. And obviously, there have been teams with quote-unquote top five quarterbacks before that were bad, but not that played like a top five quarterback that year. He played like a top five quarterback this year.
Number 26, the Denver Broncos.
So the Broncos made an announcement. John Elway is moving on from the GM role. He's moving up, which I don't know what that really means. Seems to me like, hey, we know we need to change something. Let me have less time commitment, but I'll still ultimately make the big decisions over the top of the GM, whoever I hire as the GM. That just feels like window dressing to me, to be honest.
Number 25, the New York Giants.
The Giants crack me up with like all the Giants fans being all upset about the Eagles and how the Eagles played that game Sunday night. You know who I don't feel bad for at all? The Giants fans or players. How about not being 6-10? I mean, you're entitled to nothing. If we're going to have a discussion, we can discuss the Eagles players that played in the game and how we should feel about them. But the Giants, no.
All right, number 24, the Atlanta Falcons.
Falcons have already started a bunch of interviews. Matt Schaub retiring. And they're another one, you know, that they could easily make the decision to move on from Matt Ryan. I just don't see it. I just think you have a top 15 quarterback who's got at least five more years left. Why you would get rid of him or Matthew Stafford is beyond me.
23, it's the Carolina Panthers.
They're looking for a GM. I think they're also going to be looking for a quarterback. Teddy Bridgewater did some positive things earlier in the year, but really struggled down the stretch. And I don't really even know a Panthers fan that thinks he should be the quarterback again next year.
22, Dallas Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys? So that was a very disappointing performance by them. They are one of the teams here in the bottom 10 or so that I could see maybe making a big step next year when they get Dak back, they get their O-line back. I think they would have a chance to take a big step forward next year.
Number 21, the 49ers.
They're another one, actually. While I'm on it, you know, you get Nick Bosa back, you get Jimmy G back, although there seems to be some discussion as to whether or not they're going to bring Jimmy G back. And you wonder if the Niners could be talking with the Lions or the Falcons or whoever.
Number 20, the Washington football team.
Pretty hard, Brian, to be 20th in my power rankings and still make the playoffs. But they did it. Congratulations, I guess, are in order. I don't know. They did it. They made it. So kudos to Washington. Look, it's a great story. Ron Rivera, Alex Smith, those fans have been so beat down. I'm glad they won the division for them. I'm glad they get a home playoff game, even though they said yesterday there won't be any fans there.
Number 19, the Minnesota Vikings.
The Minnesota Vikings. They need to get much better on defense. They will invest a lot of resources on defense. Although they might have issues on offense too, Bri, because it sounds like Gary Kubiak is quote-unquote leaning towards retirement.
Number 18, the New England Patriots.
So, yeah. Fascinating offseason for them. Can't wait to see who their quarterback is. It appears as if Cam is gone. Can't wait to see who their quarterback is. Can't wait to see, you know, what they end up doing and how much better they can be next year.
All right, number 17, the Las Vegas Raiders.
They don't feel like they're that, what are they, 8-8? I mean, they feel like they're kind of right there. You know, like I think that next year could be a playoff caliber season for them and probably has to be for John Gruden in year four.
16, the Chargers.
Go, Chargers, go. Anthony Lynn got let go yesterday. I think we all saw that would happen. There were just too many coaching issues. You just can't have it. He is an awesome man, a good man, not as competent at his craft as he needed to be. And this is a business.
Number 15, the Arizona Cardinals.
Pretty surprising considering where they were that they ended up not making the playoffs. And I think a real step back. I mean, at one point, Brian, I had them fifth in my power rankings. And for a while, they were top 10. In my power rankings. And then to not even make the playoffs, that's a bitter pill to swallow. I would say, you know, Cliff Kingsbury's on the hot seat going into next year.
Number 14, Chicago Bears.
The Bears did make the playoffs, unlike some of these other teams. And nice rally by them at the end of the year. I don't expect them to beat the Saints. We'll get into that more as the week goes on. They're going to have an interesting decision to make on Trubisky just because he did a lot of good things at the end of the year, but he's got a pretty decent sample size now over 4 years.
Number 13, Miami Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins played like crap. Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, they're out of the playoffs. That's a snap. Man, I always think about, Brian, like if people just cut like – small parts of that. Like if someone just put that on the internet, probably be real bad for me. Like they'd be like, what is he singing? What was that even? What is he doing? Well, that's what I was doing. Anyway, they're going to have a decision to make at quarterback. And it's whether or not they draft one at 3 or they roll with Tua again next year. I think they'll roll with Tua again next year, but I don't think it's a slam dunk.
Number 12, the Los Angeles Rams.
So their defense was awesome this year. And it's kind of a shame that Sean McVay wasn't able to get more out of their offense, because if he did, they should be a Super Bowl contender, but they're not.
11, the Titans.
The exact opposite of the Rams. The Titans' offense is awesome. Their defense is atrocious. And it's kind of a shame that Mike Vrabel couldn't get the Titans' defense to play better this year. Otherwise, they could be a Super Bowl contender, but they're not.
Number 10, the Indianapolis Colts.
You know, that Colts-Bills game, can you imagine, Bri, if my beloved Buffalo Bills lost? I'm calling that game, by the way, for Western 1. Can you imagine if my beloved Buffalo Bills lost to the Colts in the first round? After how hot the Bills have been, after how well they're playing, that would be crazy. Frank Reich already saying there's no pressure on them. All the pressure's on the Bills. So he's not messing around.
Number 9 is the Cleveland Browns.
I'm still so happy for their fans. I'm still so happy for their fans, for everyone associated with the organization, for Andrew Berry, for Kevin Stefanski. And I think they got a real shot. I mean, we'll talk about it on the Even Money podcast today. And then obviously I'll make my picks on a Picks Friday, Ross Tucker football podcast. After we have Andrew Brandt tomorrow, Greg Cosell Thursday. Those guys are year round now, by the way. Greg Cosell, Andrew Brandt, year round. Which is awesome. There's always good stuff to dive into with them. But what I was going to say is I will I think that's a toss-up game between the Browns and Steelers. I really do.
All right, so number eight is the Steelers.
Curious to see if they can play the way they played in the second half of that Colts game. Fascinated to see how Ben Roethlisberger plays. We got to see what happens with the COVID list guys, Joe Hayden, Eric Ebron, et cetera. There's a lot to sort of sort out there.
Number seven, the Seahawks.
You know, they might be able to gut out three straight wins, Bri. I have a tough time seeing it. Their defense has been playing better. Their offense seemingly does enough. I don't see it happening for them. I feel like they haven't played well enough. I think they'll beat the Rams, but I'm just not sure they're going to be able to get over that divisional round hump again.
Number six, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
So the Bucs, I can see doing it. Now, the Bucs haven't beaten very many good teams this year, though. And I think somebody said that they've beaten less playoff teams than the Jets. I think they only have maybe one playoff win over a playoff team. But it was the Packers who are really stinking good. So, and I think I might have said this the other day. I don't know if Mike Evans will be able to play Saturday night. I don't think he will. I think if I'm the Bucs, I let him get that right. And the signing of Antonio Brown just seems to be very, very helpful in that regard.
Number five, the Baltimore Ravens.
So the Ravens are playing awesome right now. They deserve to be a top five team. Remember, most of you know this. I go by what I see. I go by what would happen in my backyard right now. I saw somebody's tweet. No, my backyard probably isn't big enough to put a whole football stadium in. But that was a very funny tweet. Someone said every week Ross reminds us that his yard is so big they could play football games there. I don't know if that's the case. And there's a bunch of trees that would probably not be conducive to playing a football game. You'd see dudes running in the trees. But Ravens are playing awesome. That Titans game is going to be epic. I like the Ravens in that football game.
Number four, the New Orleans Saints.
So the Saints, you know, I know they're not the number one seed, which they wanted, but being the number two seed and playing the, getting a chance to play the Bears is not a bad consolation prize. I just don't think the Bears are up for that. Now, there's upsets every year. You never know. You know, I mean, last year, the Titans, people weren't expecting them to beat the Patriots and the Ravens. So you never know. I don't see that from the Bears being able to beat the Saints.
Number three, the Kansas City Chiefs.
What? What is he doing? Doesn't he know they're 14-2? How can he have the Chiefs number three? Because they're my power rankings, and I have the microphone, and you don't. And I go by what I see. And what I see are two teams in the Bills and Packers that are kicking some serious tuckus right now, and they're playing awesome, and a Chiefs team that really hasn't for a long time. I mean, they've won. Now, look, the Chiefs might still win the Super Bowl. They're still the favorites to do so. But I got to go by what I see. And they've won, what, six games in a row before this Week 17 game where they won by 6 points or less? I got to go by what I see.
Number two, the Green Bay Packers.
Well, the Packers also not playing this weekend, so they can't be one of the teams you utilize, Bri, over at DraftKings to double your money. But still, how about this offer? I mean, they always have good offers, but double your money. All it takes is for one touchdown to be scored during Saturday's games. So there's three games on Saturday. If there's one touchdown scored, come on, guys. You know there's going to be a touchdown scored. You double your money. So I don't know what the limit is, but if you haven't signed up yet, download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code Ross, please, when you sign up to have a shot at doubling your money if a touchdown is scored in just one of Saturday's football games. You've got to be kidding me. That's code Ross for new players to get a shot at doubling their money. Limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey, PA only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Do it.
Russ's number one team, which is totally meaningless, but it's fun and will get many of you incredibly annoyed, is...
This week, it's the Buffalo Bills.
I realized, Bri, I said, you said number two Packers, and I went right into talking about DraftKings and saying how the Packers aren't playing this weekend. Packers playing very, very well. That Titans performance by Aaron Rodgers, the Bears performance... They are playing better than anybody other than the Buffalo Bills right now. And I hope you guys respect that I go by what I really think and I go by what I see right now. Doesn't mean the Packers are winning the Super Bowl. Doesn't mean the Bills, who I've got number one, are even beating the Colts on Saturday. But it does mean that right now in a series of five games in my backyard, that's who I think would win three of them because of how well they're playing. So the Packers are number two. They've been awesome. The Bills are number one. They've been incredible. And if we just go by what we've seen, it will be a Bills-Packers Super Bowl. If everybody keeps playing the way they played the last month of the season, it will be a Bills-Packers Super Bowl. Now, obviously, a lot has to happen for that to actually happen, but that would be what ends up going down. Speaking of going down, you guys need to go down to Pizza Boy Brewing and get some of their awesome IPAs, double IPAs, if they have them, if they sell them where you live, or just go to Al's of Hampton and have some delicious pizza, which, yum. Sporticulture, Steakhouse Sports, Vision Comics with an X, shout out for all of them. We will have Andrew Brandt tomorrow. We'll have Andrew Brandt tomorrow. We also have College Draft. How about this? We're breaking down the top 10 prospects in the national championship game Monday night, as well as Emory Hunt making his pick against the spread. Remember when Emory said take the Ohio State in the points? Do you? And then we'll do Even Money podcast today as well. I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.